Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Wealthy, Worthy, and Wild podcast. I'm your host, Amy Tollefsrud from Rebel Nutrition. And today's episode is absolutely perfect as we move into the very exciting new year. I know probably everybody listening to this is like, bring on 2021. Let's do this. So today I'm talking to Reese Evans of the Yes Supply Method. I have been following her now for a long time. If you are not following her, she's at Yes Supply on Instagram. She posts the most amazing inspirational quotes, and I just absolutely have loved following her. So I was really excited when she said yes to coming on the podcast. So in this episode, we're talking about manifestation, we are talking about money, we're talking about limiting beliefs, building a seven-figure business, law of attraction, law of vibration, and so much more. You guys know these are some of my absolute favorite things to talk about. So I'm so excited to share this episode with you. But before we get into that, I just wanted to do a quick little shout out to one of my Online Course Academy students. So Corey Malloy recently launched her first online course, and she is one of my OCA students. And you guys, she made $140,000 on her first launch. That was, I think she said, 700 enrollments. And she does not have a huge audience. I think she has about 15,000 Instagram followers, so a good size, but still, I know that a lot of us get caught up and think that we need to have this massive audience if we're gonna make a life-changing amount of money on a launch or help a lot of people, and that's just totally not true. I mean, I am just so over the moon. I had to share that. If you guys are not following her, she shares all about motherhood, metabolism. Her course was actually on metabolism, which is really, really cool to show that you can still be extremely successful by sharing whatever it is that you're passionate about in your course, whether that's health and wellness or something else entirely. You don't have to be sharing like marketing tips in order to help a lot of people and have it be a really sexy topic that makes a lot of money. So congrats, Corey. I'm so excited for you. And anyone who wants to create their own online course and join Online Course Academy in 2021, I am hosting a free training where you can learn how I turned Rebel Nutrition into a seven-figure business thanks to online courses. And you're also going to be learning how to start making $5,000 a month from your own online course, how to get started, and a precise calculation for how big your audience needs to be in order to start making $5,000 a month from it. In this training, I'm going to teach you how to grow your audience while simultaneously building out your course so that once you're ready to launch, you have an audience full of people who are ready to buy it. And I'm also going to be teaching you how to sell your course and how to get started with the marketing of your online course, even if you have a small audience. And of course, if you stay until the end, I'm going to be sharing more about Online Course Academy, and there might even be a little special promo for you guys if you sign up for this free training. So to sign up for the free training, there are lots of different time spots available. To get that link, all you have to do if you are inside the US is text Online Course Academy with no spaces to 44222, and you'll get the link to sign up for the training. You can pick a time slot that works for you. I will also link to the training in the show notes because that little fancy little text thing that I have going on is only applicable if you're in the United States. So again, if you are in the US, you can text Online Course Academy, no spaces, to 44222, and you'll get the link to join my free masterclass where you'll learn all about creating your own online course in 2021. And now let's get into this epic conversation with Reese. She is a mindset and abundance coach. She is the creator of the Yes Supply Method, and she is on a mission to teach the world the power of the subconscious mind, energetics, and universal laws to create the life you are truly meant to live. By working with the power of the subconscious mind, with coaching techniques like neuro-linguistic programming, hypnotherapy, emotional freedom techniques like tapping, and energy work, she has found the formula to make incredible change permanent and is now on a mission to spread this message to as many people as she can. She now trains hundreds of people in her Yes Supply Method coaching certification to create massive positive impact as mindset, manifestation, relationship, and business coaches by equipping them with the tools they need to help more people release what's holding them back and create quantum leaps in their lives. I hope you guys enjoy listening to this episode with Reese as much as I enjoyed interviewing her. And as always, if you love the episode, please screenshot it, share it on Instagram stories, tag me at Rebel Nutrition and Reese at Yes Supply, and we would love to repost you. Let's get into it. Reese Evans, welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to chat with you today.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me. So I think a lot of my audience is already familiar with your work. I mean, you are a mindset and abundance coach. I already did a little intro before this, and a seven-figure business owner. So we're going to get into all of that. But before you had this, you know, huge empire of Yes Supply, that's the name of your coaching certification and business, can you tell us a little bit more about like what your life was like before all of that and kind of what the catalyst to start your business was?
Yeah, absolutely. My life was completely different than it is now. And it's so funny because you just made me think, like, if I look back at who I was, there's no way that you would have known that I would have, you know, became a coach or started an online business or anything like that. I was super shy, like introverted, afraid to talk to more than a few people at once. Like, I worked in a string of like retail jobs and restaurant jobs and, you know, growing up in a single parent household and not really ever having much, I didn't know that, you know, becoming a self-made millionaire and being able to inspire thousands of people was even something that was possible for me. When I was a teenager, my mom was in a really abusive relationship too. So, you know, after that, it just created such low self-esteem, low self-worth, self-hatred. You know, the biggest bully in my life was the one in my head. And yeah, my life just looked completely different. I was a victim of like what people would say to me. You know, some of my friends were like bullies to me. And it just so completely different. And then, oh yeah, you were asking what sparked this. So I remember there was actually a day where I was working in this retail job. It's funny because when I started at this retail job, within a few weeks, I was like, I'm going to quit. And then somehow, 4 years later, I'm still working there. And after one really tough night at work, I had to stay till like 3 a.m. to do inventory. And I'm walking home, like in the sketchy area that I live in, like scared to death that someone's going to like jump out at me. And I just had finally had enough of like taking other people's crap and being a doormat and following everyone else's path. And I just realized like if nobody else was going to give me an opportunity, I had to create it for myself or else, you know, next week was going to look like today and next month and next year and the rest of my life was going to just continue to look the same unless I did something really differently. This is the first time I asked myself, what would I ask for if I knew the answer was going to be yes?
I realized that I had this pattern of instantly telling myself no off the bat. Like, I'll never get that job. I'll never get that promotion. No one's ever going to listen to me. And I just decided like, what if I just experiment and just start saying yes to myself? Like, what would I create? What would my life look like? And I remember grabbing a journal the next day, not at 3 a.m, grabbing a journal and just writing down like, what would my yes life look like? And I knew that I would have freedom in my schedule. I knew I'd be able to travel. I knew that I'd be able to make more than enough money that no one would be able to dictate how I spent my day or what I dressed. Cause literally at the job I worked at, you know, you had to dress a certain way and look a certain way and talk a certain way. And I was like, enough is enough of that. And I also wrote down that I wanted to create something that inspires people and shows them that no matter what they had gone through, they can create whatever it is that they want and to stop getting in their own way. And I kind of wanted to see if it was possible for me to be the example of that. And now that's easier said than done because from the time I came up with the idea, I think it took me about a year before I actually, you know, started to do something serious with it because I was getting in my own way. I had all this fear. I had all these internal beliefs of like, people are going to judge me. Who's ever going to listen to me, et cetera, et cetera. But little by little, I started plugging away and building a blog and Googling everything and YouTubing everything. And, you know, before I knew it, Yes Supply started to become this real thing. First, it was an online community. And then I realized, wow, if I'm able to help a few people just doing this like after work, imagine what I could do if I could do it full time. And so I started to get really serious about like, how can I monetize this? Not just to make money from it, but because I realized that if I could pay my bills with this, I could help so many more people. And, you know, step by step, then I discovered coaching and essentially the rest is history.
Oh my gosh. I love hearing that story. And I know that a lot of people listening to this right now are kind of in that place that you were when you had the idea, but then you said it took you about a year to really do anything from it. What did you do to kind of combat or face those fears and get over them so that you could finally take action on what you wanted to do?
Yeah. So one way that I live my life, and I encourage everyone listening to live your life like this as well, is that whatever you want, you're meant to have it. If you think about your wants as your internal compass and you just continue to follow that, you're going to lead yourself on this incredible pathway and you're going to stop getting in your way because you know that, okay, I want this for a reason. I don't just want this because it's an airy fairy goal, or I want it because she's allowed to have it or he's allowed to have it, but I'm not allowed to have it. I want it because my soul is leading me on this path. And so my yes is my GPS for creating the life that I want. And so when I started to realize, like, maybe I want this thing for a reason, like it's more than just being able to travel or have freedom in my schedule, but also if I can come from where I had come from and create this amazing life and create the business of my dreams, I can be proof for someone else. I can be an example for someone else who's gone through something tough that they can create that life as well. And so one of the things that we teach, because, you know, I teach on the subconscious mind, is how our purpose is something that's very, very deep in our subconscious. And when we can line up our goals to our purpose, it's actually going to have a trickle down effect on our identity and how we see ourselves, like our self-image, what's important to us and what motivates us, our beliefs about ourselves, and how we actually act in the world. And so because I tied creating Yes Supply to my purpose, then when those little thoughts would creep in to get in my own way of like, who's going to listen to you? You're going to look silly. People are going to laugh at you. I would remind myself, okay, but what I'm doing is so much bigger than me. Who cares if one person laughs at me? Who cares if one person rejects me? Who cares if one person doesn't get it? I know that this is the platform that I needed, that I wish existed. And so I'm creating this for the other people who need this to exist. And when you focus on that and you focus on your purpose, still, again, it's easier said than done, but it gives you that internal nudge to keep going on those days that you want to give up. It gives you that internal nudge to just like do another Google search or keep trying or make the investment that's a little bit out of your reach, because you know that what you're doing is so much bigger than just you or just the money in your bank account or just your past story. It's about, you know, the future that is possible when you just go after it.
That is such a good point. Actually, something, this is, wasn't even going to be one of my questions, but I love what you said about your purpose being like held deep within your subconscious, because I think a lot of people, maybe that's the missing link to their business. Like they know that they want to work for themselves and they want to make money, but the deeper reason why is maybe missing. So do you have any tips for people to like get access to that, to like figure out what their purpose is if they aren't sure?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's so interesting because I, you know, in doing this research of like, you know, people who've created their yes and looking at success stories, I've actually noticed a really interesting trend. I noticed that a lot of people who create a lot of success, and I did this as well, is like, we almost make like a pact with the universe and we say like, okay, if I create this, I promise to give this. So like, I know I've promised to give a lot of things and I always donate to charities and everything like that. But it's like, I knew that if I created the financial success and financial abundance that I wanted, I was going to teach and help as many people as I could create that. And I also knew that if I could get over my own limiting beliefs in my head, I wanted to share with everyone how I did it. And so, like, think about that. Where I got this actually is from, there was an actor named Bruce Lee, and he would call it your definite, I think it was called your definite purpose. And he wrote out his definite purpose, and it was something along the lines of like, if I become the first like Asian American actor or something like that, then I will like be the best actor and bring people so much joy, something along those lines. And so think about how you achieving what it is that you want is actually very altruistic, because it is. Like, I'm an example for women of color that you can be a self-made millionaire. I'm an example of people who have survived abuse that you can be successful. Now I'm a mom, and so I'm an example for moms that you can manage a business and have an amazing family life, right? And so, like, the again, like what I said before, the reason you want what you want is because you're meant to have it. How can you tie it into also supporting other people with having what they want? Because then you're doing it for something so much more than just like, you know, hopping on a private jet or getting on a yacht or whatever, you know, the surface level goal is. And the surface level goals are fine. I'm not judging anyone who wants to get on a yacht. I'll get on a yacht any day of the week. I can travel anywhere right now. I will take it.
Because, seriously.
Just like put me on a plane anywhere, please. But so I'm not judging any of the surface level goals. They're great. Like, we're physical beings. So of course we want to have a physical experience. But when we tie it back to giving and that joy on other people's faces when they receive something from it, I think that's huge. And so when you're following your light, you're being a light for other people.
Well, I'm definitely excited to talk to you a little bit more about manifestation and your whole manifestation process in a second. But the one last thing I wanted to ask you as it relates to like building your business is you have scaled to a 7-figure business online mm-hmm. with Yes Supply and your coaching certification. But logistically, how did that work? I know this is a question probably a lot of people listening have. Like, did you start with one-on-one clients and then transition to like reaching more people at once, or what did that really look like? And if you have any tips of how you did that for listeners, I think that'd be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's so funny because we're actually about to launch our new website design. And so I was reviewing everything yesterday, and you know, at the time that we're recording this, we're inches away from hitting $2 million this year in 2020. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my gosh, we hit $2 million this year off of a website that I created myself from a $60-ish template that I bought off ThemeForest a few years ago. So I wanted to share that because, you know, if you're thinking that you want to get started, you need to hire a web designer and a graphic designer and, you know, have all this investment and have these beautiful, perfect professional photos or anything like that. Like, all those things are great and they help. But I started with pictures on my iPhone and YouTubing and Googling how to get my website up and running. And actually where I did invest was my knowledge, because, you know, all the pretty things, like, they're amazing. And I think they really do add to the environment and the experience, but it's like you're like, especially as a coach, being able to help people transform, that's the most important thing. It's not just like how pretty your Instagram looks. It's actually getting people results. So when I did invest, when I did scrape together the money, it was like, how can I really make my product so amazing that it sells itself? And actually, so you're asking me about scaling. That's where I would start. For anyone who's listening, I think everyone gets too caught up in like, oh, I'm starting a business. How do I get followers? That's like, that's part two. That's marketing. But it's like, you have to ask yourself, what am I marketing, right? It's like, just imagine like a fashion show with all these models walking down the runway with no clothes on, right? It's like they're marketing the clothes. Like, what is your clothes? What is your product? I always say, like, fall so deeply in love with your product that you want it. When I created my certification program, I created the certification that I would want to attend. When I would coach, I created the coaching program that I wish that I was the client of. And so what happens is when you fall deeply in love with your product, you lose the resistance around selling it. Most of the time, if you're not making money in your business, it's because you're self-sabotaging yourself around selling. You might be posting every day and posting quotes and everything like that, but you're not actually saying, by the way, this is my product, this is my service, here's a sales page, here's the buy button, here's the price. So many people just create, and then actually forget to receive. So when you love your product, you're going to be like raving about it, talking about it from the rooftops that everyone's going to buy it, and you're not going to feel like you're selling. It's just like when you read a book that you really love, right? You're telling everyone like, oh my God, you have to read this book. It's life-changing. The author's so great. I read the whole series of that. It's the exact same thing when you fall in love with your program. So, I would start there with falling in love with your program. So how I started, and I was kind of figuring things out along the way. So now I can tell you from experience, like, what I would have done easier. So, but when I first started, I had no clue what I was doing. So at first I started off with selling the social media calendar for like $40. And it was like so much work just to like pack it up and print it and send it out and da da da. Then after that, one thing that really changed my life was my morning rituals. So I started off my first like digital product after the social media calendars was a daily morning email called Good Morning Beautiful. And so I think it was about $7 a month, and I would email out people their morning rituals. And then that eventually, the tool that I was using to send out the morning rituals was actually a membership site platform. And so, you know, I had all these people ask me different questions. So I started to add more content into the membership site as we grew our members. And so that transitioned from just an email to actually being a membership site where I would do group calls. And then it just so happened somebody interviewed me. And after the interview, I was kind of checking out her website and she had a Facebook group. So I was like, what's a Facebook group? And I joined this Facebook group and there was a sea of coaches in it. And I was like, oh my God, like, I think that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I think that's kind of what I'm doing, but I'm not, you know, getting paid to do it. And so I started to learn more about coaching, started taking courses and hiring a coach and getting certified and everything like that, and started coaching one-on-one. So you're asking kind of how I scaled. Started coaching more one-on-one, more about like how I had grown my social media and everything like that. Realized I kept getting like kind of stuck with my clients because I could tell them every single thing. I could say like, this is the exact script, this is the exact template, but they would get in their own way. And I realized mindset was the missing link. And that's when I got certified in all these incredible tools and my coaching just completely 180. They started getting amazing results and it wasn't from giving them the scripts or the handouts or the step-by-step formulas. It was by empowering them from the inside out. So they came to their own solutions on their own and they finally trusted themselves and saw that they were worthy and saw that they were enough, which led them to taking action. And so after coaching one-on-one with all these amazing tools from, you know, being certified in these modalities, started to launch group coaching. And then a lot of people were asking me about my techniques. And so I decided to launch my own certification program. And I created my certification program to essentially be a one-stop shop to become a successful coach, because there's a lot of great programs out there to help you run your business as a coach. But then a lot of people don't actually know how to coach, how to help clients. And so in the Yes Supply Method, we bring it all together with the tools to transform people, transform their subconscious mind and their energy, and also help you get your business off the ground. And we just created a solution to a problem that a lot of people have. And so since 2018, you know, we've brought over 1,000 people into our first level and then over 100 people into our next levels. And, you know, it's just been growing from there.
That's so amazing because it just, your whole story, it sounds like you really, you started off super small and you really just listened to like the feedback of what people were mm-hmm. asking for. And then you kind of would pivot a little bit and deliver. So it really shows how much listening to your audience, even when you're starting and it's small and you aren't really sure what you're doing, is like such a huge, huge piece of it. So that, thank you for sharing that. And then I'm also interested to know, because obviously, I mean, basically what you just talked about, strategy and the scaling, you know, that's an important piece of it. But I'm yeah. sure as you were going through that, there was also like an energetic piece. So I'm wondering kind of what your manifestation process during this time looked like. So I know you have, I think, a 5-part manifestation process. So would you mind sharing a little bit about that with us?
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I just realized from the question before that you didn't answer about scaling, so I'll talk a little bit about that too, is like, I'm somebody who I work better in my feminine energy, which feminine has nothing to do with if you're a man or woman. It's just like the type of energy. It's more like power versus force. So I'm not somebody who forces things. I'm more somebody who, you know, I work in flow. So if I have a download, if I'm inspired, if I'm feeling creative, I'll work even if it's at a weird time. And then when I'm tired, I'm not inspired, I rest. I, you know, hang out with my family, I play, I go see friends, I get my nails done, you know, like whatever. I'm always tuned into my energy and working off of that. And I'm also very aware of like what I'm strong at in my business and what I'm not strong at and what energizes me in my business and what doesn't energize me. So what energizes me is making videos. I could literally sit in front of a camera and make videos 24/7. What energizes me is doing podcasts. So I'm loving, you know, sitting here talking to you, and I love being on podcast interviews and just like sharing our message and what we do and reaching more people. I also love like working with my team and developing them and helping them see like, okay, what are your goals? Where do you want to go? And like, if they need a course or a book or something like that to help them grow, I like just love working with my team. And so I'm aware of those things. And then I'm aware of the things that I'm not, that necessarily aren't my strengths or don't energize me. So like, I'm good at techie stuff, but like, it doesn't like light my heart on fire. So anything that's not like my strength or what I need to be doing in my business as a CEO, I aim to delegate. So one thing that was huge for me was hiring an OBM, an online business manager, because I'm more like, I'll just work whenever I want to work. It's like 3 p.m. and then I take a break, and then at 6 p.m. maybe I'll do something else or whatever. But, you know, a business needs the feminine and the masculine energy. And so having an online business manager, which is a lot like a project manager, that person makes sure that our projects are the deadlines are being met, or the things that are supposed to be scheduled actually happen at the right time. And that's not my strength. So delegating that out was amazing. Delegating out customer service. Right now I just had my baby, and so I delegated out actually our live trainings to our amazing lead trainer. And so essentially just looking at what are the things that aren't my strengths, or what are the things that it's no longer I've done it for a bit, but it's no longer serving me to continue to do it if I want to continue to get to that next level. And then it's delegating it out. And so when you do that, you have to have patience, because nobody can read your mind. So, you know, if you're bringing on a new person to the team, I'll typically give everyone at least 3 to 6 months to, figure it out and get in the flow of their role and feel comfortable and everything like that. So, you know, you are investing when you grow your team, but just make sure that you're working really close to this person. You're sharing your vision with them and you're trusting them. You know, sometimes it's kind of hard to take your hand off the wheel and say I'm just going to let this other person do it for me. But that's what you have to do to trust. If you think about think about Amazon, Jeff Bezos is not in every single Amazon warehouse being you didn't put the tape on that package correctly or whatever. Or why are you putting, actually, I really wish he wasn't everyone being why are you putting a box with bubble wrap and then another box and with bubble wrap and then another
too much packaging.
They package everything so weird.
I know.
You just killed 5 trees and I ordered a pencil. So crazy. But anyway, you know, you have to trust. And so you create processes, you give people the direction, and then you let them do it. And if they make mistakes, they're going to learn from the mistakes, but you can't hover over them. And eventually you get to this point where you have this team that's running without you. And so, like I said, a few months ago, 3 months ago, I had my little baby and I was able to take all this time off and just hang out with my baby. And my business was running beautifully. Actually, the month I had my baby was our first $200,000 month ever. And we've been growing since then. And, even now, all of the things that kind of maintain our business are running like a well-oiled machine. And so what I do is I'm just thinking about innovating and growth and creativity, because that's what I love to do, and looking at where our business is going. So that's kind of to answer your question about scaling. And then you were also asking me about manifesting. So a big part of manifesting is my morning ritual. I really believe that how you start your day sets you up for the whole rest of your day. And if you think about it, you know, if you believe in manifestation and the universe and everything like that, the universe isn't just communicating with you in the 5 minutes that you do your morning ritual. It's communicating with you all day. So when you do your morning rituals and you set up your energy and your intentions and how you want to feel, make sure that you're not just closing your journal and then, you know, getting in your car and yelling at the road raging at the person next to you. Make sure you're holding onto that energy and that identity all through the day. So my 5-step manifestation process is, first, get clear on what it is that you want and tie it into your purpose, like we mentioned before. Next is getting into the identity of the person who has it. So you want to ask yourself, okay, the version of me who easily and effortlessly achieves that goal, who are they? How do they show up in the world? How do they feel about themselves? And it's not about faking it until you make it. It's in fact being who you really are, and you're letting go of the, you know, expectations that other people put on you, or the boxes that you might be trying to squeeze yourself into, right? Like I used to squeeze myself into the retail box or the waitress box. And I realized I'm so much more than that. I'm multidimensional. So getting clear on the identity and embodying that, then getting clear on what is the inspired action that you need to take? What do you need to learn? Do you need to take a course? And then also too, don't just take a course and then sign up for another course. Take a course and use it. Use the skills. Type up the article or do the live stream or show up. You have to actually embody it, because the universe isn't going to know, okay, she read this book, so she deserves this manifestation. Again, it's feeding off of who you are, right? Like they say, you attract what you are. And then next is releasing what's no longer serving you. So it's getting really honest with yourself about like, okay, are you getting triggered by certain things? Are you holding on to a lot of anger or anxiety that's no longer serving you, or a lot of guilt or a lot of shame that's no longer serving you? And it's not about suppressing it, but it's actually about meeting it and thanking it for serving you all this time, because those emotions do serve you in some way, but then releasing them so that you can step into your higher self. And then the next step is expectation. So taking action with the expectation that your manifestation will occur. So too many people say, oh, I want to have a successful business, but I bet nobody's going to buy, so there's no point in doing the work. And then, of course, if you don't do the work, nobody's going to buy. So you have to have the expectation, of course I'm going to have a successful business. Of course people are going to want to buy it. So all I have to do is just create the thing, because I know that people are going to buy it. And our thoughts and our actions are creating the self-fulfilling prophecies of our life.
What about like for somebody who, let's say, they're I think, and maybe we can talk about like some of the mistakes people make with manifestation, but mm-hmm. if you have the thought of like, okay, if I just say this affirmation, like I'm going to have a successful business, I'm going to make 10K this month, but you don't actually believe it. Like what,
yes.
How do you kind of bridge the gap there for people? Or what do you recommend that people do?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So when I'm sharing the 5-step manifestation process, the actual way to change the identity isn't just by saying like, okay, now I'm a millionaire. Now I'm a billionaire. Like move over, Elon Musk. How you do it is actually with the subconscious work. So this is what we teach in the Yes Supply Method, but your conscious mind is only 0.004% of your daily actions, behaviors, and habits. So if you say like, I'm a billionaire, like that is just, it's going to fall flat. It's the same as making a New Year's resolution. Like people are like, I'm going to lose 10 pounds and then I'm going to go to the gym every morning. And then 2 weeks later, they're not going to the gym every morning. Let's just kind of leave it at that, right? The gym is empty. It's a ghost town. There's like tumbleweeds rolling by. So if you're just trying to change consciously by like saying like, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to write my goal down, or I'm going to look at it on a post-it note, it could work with a lot of repetition, a lot of force, and a lot of will, but it's going to be a lot easier if you just take the shortcut, which is reprogramming your subconscious mind, which is again, what we teach in the Yes Supply Method. So you can do that through hypnosis. When you are age 0 to 7, you downloaded all of these programs from your environment. So from your parents, from the people around you, from your teachers, from the media that you watch. And so, you know, if you're just say you feel like you're stuck making $40,000 a year, I'm willing to bet if you look around at your parents or your teachers or the people who are around you, they also made $40,000 a year. You downloaded the programs of making $40,000 a year. And so that's what you're going to continue to do no matter how much you want until you reprogram your subconscious. What hypnosis does is it actually puts your brain back into those same brainwave states that you were in as a child. And then you can like say the programs that you want. So say I earn this much, or money comes easy to me, or it's easy for me to sell, or whatever that is. And you're putting those new programs in there. You're writing in those new patterns. So hypnosis is one way to do it. Also the programming language of our mind. So even though we speak in words, we think and picture sounds and feelings. So it's understanding how your mind encodes your thoughts of what you can do and what you can't do, and using that language of the mind that we teach to encode a way of being that supports you in creating the life that you want. So it feels effortless to, you know, do the live stream or make the sales or create the sales page or delegate to the team or whatever that is. And also to release the negative emotions and limiting beliefs that aren't serving you. So if the version of you who's a millionaire believes that it's easy to make money, but the version of who you are now thinks it's really hard to make money, you can do techniques to help you release that belief. And so what we do is we often work on your timeline. So we go back to, okay, what was the root cause when you started to believe that it was hard to make money? And we allow you to reprocess that first event and reprocess the emotions around it so that you create emotional freedom and you no longer believe that it's hard to make money. And then again, because you don't believe that, you're going to stop creating that in your life, because we're creating what's happening around us in our personal reality. And then another huge tool that we teach as well is emotional freedom technique. So this is EFT tapping. I'm sure you've probably seen it on Instagram, most of you. Also too, for anyone who's listening who wants me to go deeper on this, I'm kind of skimming over the top because I'm sure we only have so much time to chat, but I love to teach on this stuff, and I really, it really is my mission to help as many people as possible know the power of their mind. So on my YouTube channel, you can search, I have different playlists around EFT and hypnosis and NLP. But anyway, with EFT tapping, just say you want to do something, like you want to create that launch or call that contact or whatever, but you're feeling nervous. The only reason you're feeling that nervousness or that anxiety is that you just have some dense energy in your energy distribution of your body. And so what EFT tapping does is it teaches you how to tap on different energy meridian points so that you instantly feel better. And then you have the confidence and the positive feelings that empower you to take that inspired action, like doing that live stream or calling that person. So how I do this 5-step manifestation process, which allows me to get my results so quickly, is that I've taken the shortcut of working with my subconscious.
I think that's such a missing piece to a lot of the kind of surface level manifestation work that most of us have been exposed to, like up until this point. I think what you teach is so interesting because it really gets to like the deeper core reason why you maybe aren't able to change your negative thought patterns or habits or whatever it is. So something else that I thought was really interesting as I was reading through some of your blog posts is that you were talking about law of attraction and law of vibration. And you said that the law of attraction is actually a secondary law to the law of vibration. I think most people listening are probably familiar with law of attraction, but can you talk a little bit about what the law of vibration is and then how law of attraction is kind of secondary to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the law of vibration speaks to the energy that we're in. So what we don't realize is that even though it seems like you and I are completely separate and that the things around you are physical, like it looks like your laptop is physical or your mic stand is physical or your phone is physical, if you were to drill it down smaller than an atom, you'll actually find that everything is energy. Everything is made up of electrons and protons and neutrons. And so because everything is energy, energy vibrates. Nothing in our planet rests. Everything is always moving and it's always vibrating. And so what the science teaches is that whatever energy you're vibrating at is what you will attract more of. And so that's how the law of attraction works, where if you are in a certain vibration that's in harmony with what you want, you'll be able to attract it. So when you get into that identity of the person who it is that you want to be, you also want to ask yourself, how am I feeling? Because how you feel is your conscious awareness of the energy that you're vibrating at. So if you feel like bad, chances are you're going to attract things that are bad. And, you know, a lot can come with that because, you know, different people have gone through different circumstances and, you know, they might be thinking, well, like how am I supposed to change, or that bad thing that happened to me, like I can't do anything about it. It's already passed. And I totally understand that. And I've had, you know, lots of bad things happen to me in the past, but what I can know and do is be in charge of my future. And that's why I've done so much of the deep work and the inner work and kind of figuring out like what's getting in my way or how am I letting my past hold me back, so that I can see that a lot of the things that happened to me in my past, they made me stronger, or I learned from them, or they gave me purpose. Even living in an abusive home, it sucked. Like there's no positive thing about that, but it did actually give me a purpose to help other people who, you know, if anyone else has gone through a tough time, such as me, I can be a light for them, or I can show them that they're not alone. And so however we're feeling, that's the vibration that we're holding on to, and we're going to attract everything that's in that same vibration. If you want to learn more about it as well, you can also Google The Scale of Consciousness by David Hawkins, because he actually shows our different emotions and what the number of the vibration is. So for example, love is 500 and enlightenment is 700. So all of these vibrations are actually measurable. And so that's the core law. That's the primary law, because everything is vibrating. And then the law of attraction is based on the vibration, because it states that you're going to attract what you're feeling.
Oh my gosh. I love that. And I have seen that chart before, and it's very interesting. I definitely recommend Googling it and checking it out if you haven't seen it before. So I know this has been obviously a hard year for a lot of people.
And yes.
So for somebody, let's say, who has just been feeling really bad, for lack of a better word, just feeling really low vibe and it feels like they're in kind of a funk and unable to get out of it. Do you have any like tips for getting into a higher vibe state to start being able to attract the money or the happiness or the purpose or whatever it is that you are trying to manifest into your life?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah. So it's so interesting. I think sometimes we're told like, oh, if you're feeling bad, just smile or just like do a dance party. And sometimes you do the dance party and you sit back down. You're like, oh, I still feel like crap. And so this is one of those years where a lot of people are feeling like that. And so my advice to you is like, if you're feeling like that, don't try to ignore it. Don't try to suppress it. Try to like feel into it. It's kind of what we feel into that we're actually able to heal. And you know, this year has given me a lot of learning, like in those times where it's uncomfortable because you're at home and you're bored, you're like, oh my God, I have all this time with myself. You can kind of look at it and be like, wow, for the first time in my life, I have time with myself. Like I have the opportunity to actually get to know myself, or I have the opportunity to actually be creative and see if, rather than resisting it or saying things shouldn't be this way, I wish they were different, if you can lean into it more and pull something from it that actually propels you into what it is that you want. Another thing too that I've done since the very beginning is like, like when I'm feeling bad about something, I often realize I can't be the only person who's feeling this way, right? So, you know, when I first started and I had low self-esteem, one of the things that, again, tied into my purpose was I can't be the only person that's feeling low self-esteem. And as every single day I learn one little thing about not having self-esteem and I share that, I can help someone else. And it's helping me because I'm on my personal development journey, but it's helping others as well. And then when this whole year started too, you know, I had the choice, right? Like we did a lot of our trainings in person and I had moments where I was scared. I was like, what the heck is going to happen? And I could have said, oh, well, I guess this year's a wash. I guess I just give up. But I realized, okay, there's so many people at home. There's so many people isolated. So many people who've just lost their jobs and are in terrible places. Now more than ever, the world needs mindset work. And it pushed me into my purpose even more to just share and create free videos and create free content and help as many people as possible. And the side effect of that was we've had our best year ever. We just had a $2 million year. And I didn't necessarily do it for the money. The money was a great byproduct of it, but I did it to serve. So I think that when we're going through these tough times, can we ask ourselves, like, first off, don't resist it, don't hide it, don't suppress it, don't run away from it, but lean into it and take the learnings from it, because it could actually turn to something better than you ever expected, especially when you try to tie it into service and your purpose.
That's so good. And earlier too, you talked a little bit about your morning routine, and I would actually love to hear some more about that if you're willing to share, because I think that I'm very interested in like successful people and what they are doing on a day-to-day basis. And I know a lot of my audience is too. So could you tell us a little bit about your morning routine?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said before, I'm very flowy. So it will change day to day. I don't like structure it like I'm gonna have to do this or I'm a failure if I don't do that, because then you're creating so much stress in your morning that it actually is the opposite of what you're trying to do. Because the point, so you want to remember, the point of your morning routine is to help you feel good. So you're setting up your day for success. So I like to start my day by clearing the space. So I love to sage or Palo Santo. And if you don't have it or you don't feel like it, you can also just ask, you know, the higher source that you believe in, the higher power that you believe in, to bless your space. Or you can clap in the corners of your room to clear the energy from the corners. Then I love to do gratitude. So writing down your gratitude is really, really powerful. So it's gratitude for the tangible and intangible. So I'm grateful for the chair I'm sitting on. I'm grateful that I have a podcast interview with Amy later on today. I'm grateful that I learned something yesterday. I'm grateful that I said that thing on the live stream that I was afraid to say. So tangible and intangible things that you're grateful for. I'm grateful for my baby. I'm grateful for my husband. And so what that does is it reminds you how many great things you have in your life. Sometimes I write, I'm grateful for the internet, because I am really grateful. Imagine how much this whole situation would suck if we didn't have internet.
Oh my gosh.
We couldn't even connect with people, right? So grateful for the internet. Once I'm in that place of gratitude, then I start to write my gratitude for my manifestations that I'm calling in. So I'm grateful for my $1 million month. I'm grateful for, I don't know, the castle that I'm going to buy in Scotland. I don't know what's on your guys' goal list, but you do that. And so what it does is it ties in the energy of gratitude, which is a powerful manifestation tool, with the visualization of what it is that you want. And so you're signaling to the universe that you already have it, which allows it to show up a lot faster. So I actually have a YouTube video as well on how I script to manifest. So if you're interested in that process, I go deeper on it and I talk about how I use scripting, writing like what I just shared, to manifest my first six-figure month. And I still use it to this day. So then after I have written down what it is that I want in the present tense with that feeling of gratitude, I will sit in silence and I like to do what I call checking my voicemails. So essentially, like, we always have downloads from the universe or God or source or, you know, whatever you personally believe in. But sometimes we're so busy with life, we don't stop to listen. So I love to stop to listen to hear what are the messages that are here for me, or what is the guidance that's actually going to lead me to my manifestations. And I'll always get inspired actions or ideas or reminders of things that I should have done that I forgot to do. And then I love to visualize as well, just to get myself into that energy that it's already done. And if anything's coming up for me, like if I'm starting my day and I'm feeling anxious or I'm feeling bad about something, like I said before, I don't try to repress it or push it down. I like to feel into it and say, okay, what is this teaching me? And I'll often actually use my techniques that I teach in the Yes Supply Method on myself. So I'll go to the root cause and I'll process what I need to process, or I'll meditate, or I do EFT tapping almost every day, whatever I need, so that when I start my day, I feel really good. And sometimes it takes me 20 minutes. Sometimes if I need it, I'll take extra time. Especially now that I have a baby, I'll do like a little here and then put him down for a nap and a little there. So just as much as I can, but that sets me up for the day in the vibration of what it is that I want, rather than just kind of, most people just kind of start the day and just go through the motions but not think about like growth. And that's exactly how I used to be too before I started Yes Supply. I just started my day, looked at my phone, went through the motion, went to bed, did the same thing, and didn't think about like, if I start to do things differently, like work on myself and reprogram my subconscious mind and do all these tools that we teach inside the Yes Supply Method, my life can look very different.
I think that's such a good point. Well, I think because we all kind of wake up and we're at like a baseline, right? So if we just automatically check our phone and go into like reactionary mode, I feel like it's sort of taking you down below zero. But if you start the day and you're like, you know, I don't know, listening to your voicemails, like you said, which I think is so huge, because a lot of the times, and I even am guilty of this too, is like, I'm looking for the answer to something and I keep looking outside of myself when truly, if I just sat in silence, I know that I have the answer within me. It's just easier to give your power away and think somebody else has it and you don't. So I think that's just such a good tip. And I love hearing about your morning routine. That was really insightful. And before we get into where people can go to learn more about like your coaching and your certification programs, do you have any like books or resources, other than obviously your own programs, that if somebody wanted to get started learning about manifestation or NLP, hypnosis, any of that stuff, that you would really recommend?
You know, it's so funny. People always ask me that. And like, I've read quite a few books on all the different topics, but I feel like you learn it better when you actually do it. You know what I mean? Because like, you can learn it in theory, and it's one thing to read about how to have a successful coaching session or how to go back and reprogram. It's completely different when somebody actually does it to you. And the beautiful thing about our program is you can actually match yourself up with other coaches, so you can work through your stuff as you're working on your certification. So in terms of like hypnosis, everything like that, I would honestly say the best way is experience it. So hire a hypnotherapist or take a certification so you can practice it. In terms of manifesting though, I love Neville Goddard's books. I love E Squared by Pam Grout, I don't know actually how to say her last name. I should put a list of books somewhere because people always ask me which books. I've read so many books, I can never think of them. I love Bob Proctor. So anything about Bob Proctor is great. E Squared. Marianne Williamson has a great book called The Law of Divine Compensation. So it's about money, which like abundance, which I think is going to be really helpful for a lot of people listening. So those would be the top picks that come to mind right now.
Love it. Well, I do like what you said too about like just learning how to do it. I think a lot of times when we're starting our businesses, we're like stuck in learning mode and we're just mm-hmm. reading all these books and watching all these webinars. And it's like really the most powerful thing you can do is actually experience it and just do it. Like even if you yeah. aren't sure if you're doing it right and you feel like a weirdo when you're tapping on yourself, like that's still the best way. You'll get totally. The benefit to just do it that way. So
yeah, you'll integrate it.
For sure. So I know everybody who's listening is probably super interested in your courses and your coaching now. So can you tell people where they can go to learn more and follow you and pimp out whatever you would like to?
Yeah, absolutely. So for anyone who's listening who wants to learn how to create a six-figure coaching business, I actually have a free masterclass where I share even more of my business tips because we're talking quite a bit about business today. So you can find that at yessupply.co/coachmasterclass. Also, too, on my YouTube, it's my mission to just share these tools with as many people as possible. So you can just go to my YouTube to learn more about business, mindset, and also going deeper with these subconscious mindset tools and my theories on it. I do share behind the scenes of my life and my cute little baby boy, Isaiah, on my Instagram. So you can follow me on Instagram at YesSupply. And like, I'm so glad you're reading the blog. We also have our blog on our website where you can read a lot from us as well.
Yes, I went through quite a few posts and they're amazing. So I highly recommend checking out all of your stuff. Thank you so much for being here. I feel like I could continue asking you questions about manifestation and money. This is like one of my favorite topics. So
I could talk to you all day too.
Well, thank you so much. And again, you guys, thank you so much for listening. Be sure to leave a rating and review wherever you're listening and come follow me at Rebel Nutrition and come follow Reese at Yes Supply on Instagram. And I'll be back next week.